There are some fundamental consistent patterns that winning human beings follow in this practice of positive self-projection. First, winners always look like winners, at their best. They know the clock is always running, that the bird of time is on the wing, and they feel that since there's no time to lose, why not put their best foot forward? Winners respect the fact that we as people usually project on the outside how we really feel about ourselves on the inside. For example, when we aren't feeling well physically, we don't seem to look as well at the skin or surface level either. And correspondingly, when we don't feel good about ourselves emotionally or mentally, we don't seem to make a very good impression with our looks, our personal grooming, or clothing habits. Studies have shown the definite correlation between looking good and success in life. A recent Harvard study pointed out that people who feel unattractive as judged by themselves and their peers tend to suffer from feelings of loneliness and rejection and isolation. And school children who look good are actually treated better not only by their classmates, but by their teachers as well. The term good-looking, as we're using it here, doesn't necessarily mean beautiful or handsome like a movie star, because other studies have shown that some of the most beautiful young people physically are less satisfied, less well-adjusted, and less happy in later life. But what can we learn from these insights? First, while we have no choice over the genes that we've inherited and thus are stuck with our general shape and our structure and our skin, it's to our advantage to take care of our health and appearance and to do what we can to enhance what we've got, because like it or not, we'll be judged by our looks with an instant and lasting impression. And second, since we behave according to the way we think we look rather than the way we actually look to others, those of us who can learn to be fairly satisfied with our features are way ahead of the game as far as being real winners in the game of life. In today's cosmetic, chemical, and plastic society, there's a real need for internal value when we consider the true meaning of positive self-projection. We seem to be taking a good thing, which is doing the best with what we've got, and going overboard with self-indulgence in an attempt to buy the fountain of youth or superficial happiness. We know, of course, that the kind of house, car, clothing, and possessions that we show off to the world is our attempt to tell others who we are. But more important than telling others who we are is that our expressed standards of living serve to remind us ourselves who we are. But in today's world of easy credit, in what some have called the plastic age because of the flood of credit cards and the ease with which they can be obtained and used, anyone can arrange to display a sports car or a powerboat or a motorhome in front of his or her home, but the true winners project success without flaunting it. The winners may not always be able to afford to buy the very best and most expensive of everything, but they always do the very best with what they've got and with what they can afford, knowing that the world is looking. So we don't have to be rich or spend a fortune to project the look of a winner. All it takes is a little extra effort and time in personal grooming. A good appearance is the way to stop people who are important to us and gain their attention long enough to project our inside value, kind of like a good book among the thousands available on the bookshelf.